Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live Yahweh's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's radio, Yahweh's ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Fiery Destruction of Christianity, the Great Beast, the Roman Catholic Church teaching, their doctrine. And we might make a little slight detour to lay a little foundation to get right at the heart of all that and showing you the order of things as we mount up this massive correction of the world headed by the Roman Catholic Church. So we're going to scroll down the international side and see who all join us for another episode, part number 71. A little on the international side and see. And also we live on Pal Talk. If you know how to get in the Pal Talk room, we live in that room too. And Blog Talk Radio. So you can pick where you want to hear this broadcast from. And you get a quality sound in both studios. We're on the international side and see what who all joining us on the international side. And it reads officially, all the slots are filled on the international side. That's 195 international countries on the international side. And what's flashing? New York. What's flashing? 104997. 104997. 104-997. We can bring Mr. Tibbs in here to know who bring this broadcast. And like I said, see, Roy, big job ahead of us. And we got to step it up. And some dust says Yahweh, no doubt about it. Your 12 tribes are scattered, not only physically, but mentally too. So they're going to take some Bible led by some Yahweh to pray the ones that want to be free. You got some got, forgot that word right now, and they have that in their head, not recognize who the true enemy, but one thing about it, we have Stockholm Syndrome. Thank you, that WC. Now, WCC, now how do you know the right W2? We monitor every broadcast. Oh, I hear you. All right. Well, it sounds like me, you're pretty good. Note taker. Stockholm Syndrome. All right, Essence. All right, WCC, World Council of Churches. They're ready to go, too. But one thing, we're going to find Mr. Tibbs and bring him in. Bring the elder in. Elder Mr. Tibbs, we'll bring him in and let him know who brings this broadcast. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be to that seed right here.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother Seed of Israel. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Quality, Elder, so whatever you got to tell this national audience, well, I'm looking at a couple of these old memos. We know Yahweh and put some on you to tell them something. And 195 international countries, all the slots is filled. 104997 is flashing on the international side. So whatever you got to say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother Sir Israel. and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of another glorious number of attending members to hear the words of Yahuwah, which is a good thing, because that's what we're here to do, learn the words of the Bible that was given to us from the Father to the Son, to the minister spirits, to the seers, to be spoken unto you. That's the protocol of the Bible, see, boy. But anyway, we did mention a few days ago, there was a Catholic priest that exposed himself from preaching or teaching wrong biblical teaching for years. And he came out and admitted this on YouTube, and later it wasn't just a YouTube video. I heard this on my satellite radio in the car, the same news briefing, which made me look into some of the commentaries and the current times that we're in now, the dark times of Roman Christianity Church, the great beast. This is the teachings that we're going through now, the exposing of that. I was very surprised to see that he admitted that himself had been teaching scriptures from the Bible for the wrong reasons. I did a commentary not too long ago speaking that most of this was done for personal profits. Looking at a small sentence here, it says the victim was false religion to follow the traditions of men instead of the teaching the word of Yahuwah. You know, this is mentioned in the book of Mark, chapter 7, verses 6 to 13. The problem is that people continue to believe the excuses and lies of the ministers. And you look at, if it's a soul-winning Christian, he tries to share the word of Yahuwah with the loss of his Catholic faith, as this one particular priest did. I couldn't believe that much detail he had exposed about himself. And still yet, I haven't found a name. I'm still looking for this gentleman's name. And you know what they generally do is repute that information, because they have a great control over what we listen to. So it looks like that information has been pulled off, but I will find it, and I will document it. And I look at the book of 1 John before we start, chapter 4, verse number 3. Verse 3 says, "And every spirit that confess not that Yahuwah the Son is come in the flesh and is not of Yahuwah, this is the spirit of an anti-Yahuwah. Therefore ye have heard that it should come. Even now already is in the world." Hallelujah. Well, that's already previously determined by this Catholic priest coming to admit his deceptive teaching, which some of his other brothers in the same ministry were probably doing the same thing. So to help guide you through these times of dark Christianity, we're here to welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's words, learning how to connect the books for your biblical education, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because we know you have not. This is information you all came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open to bring this information to you is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for the members that don't know when the Sabbath is, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address that you can use. To use this, open up any one of the smart devices on the search engines. Right on the search engine, type www.tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, YHDH.com. And after you click enter, just under the big iron, you're going to see some choices. One of these will be tithes and offerings. On any other device, you might see menu. By clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us all in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahweh, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves and shall forgive. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. And also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. The calendar is currently up and running, which is a good thing. It tells us when the feast days begin, what they're all about in biblical detail, and when they end. Now, for the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type three words on the search line, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Now, we're currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we do have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., of course, except for Fridays. This program will be repeated after 10:30 due to start time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into, or actually, you can choose any day that you would like to listen. We're also in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Now, we are also now, after the normal broadcast and during the broadcast, on Pal Talk, as was previously stated. We're listed on Pal Talk under ethnic group, African American, and look for Yahweh True Name Teachers. This is where Yahweh's word is also working on Pal Talk as well as Broad Talk, loud and clear. Online, there will be there to answer any biblical questions after the show, either by Elder Brother Josiah or Elder Brother Mr. Tibbs. That's me, along with Seer Israel. So at this particular time, we will pass our program back over to our seer and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Father Ted, that was excellent. I done a lot of good reading, and then, but yeah, my ears open, that's a great thing. A lot of information, daily information. We'll catch you on the bottom part there, Mr. Tibbs. That's excellent again on your part. We'll catch you on the bottom part. And look at these memos, and these memos just coming in as we speak. All right, enough said on that. Remember one thing, this broadcast is about two-hour broadcast, remember, but we be live on Pal Talk as we speak. So you can tune into Pal Talk. And remember, Thursday night we'll be kicking off on Ask the Elders. Thursday night, Ask the Elders. So you got to learn how to come into the room. Mr. Tibbs will give you all the information how to come into the room. And matter of fact, Brother Yahdai Israel will run it down and tell you exactly how to take your cell phone and log it all into next Thursday night and what you got to do to get into the room. So he'll break all that down for you. So we'll get something going on, and we'll bring him in now, and we'll look at a couple more of these memos while he go through how to get into the room on your cell phone starting next Thursday after every broadcast. You just go to there and be able to get into the room. After every broadcast, over to any Bible questions that you have pertaining to any lessons. If you got anything biblically Bible to talk about, it would be handled in grand style about coming out of Camp 2. The elder out of Camp 2 will be hosting the broadcast along with Elder Mr. Tibbs. So, let's see, can we bring Brother Yahdai Israel in? And see if we find him first. Okay. So when you meet your brother, the loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh Bijah see Royal.
Well, bless you, see Israel. I see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Brother Yahweh, Israel. Before we get us some Luke 12 and get going on, can you all just run a breakdown for take number 71, exactly how to get yourself prepared for after every broadcast is to come in and what steps you take to your telephone and what you got to do to get into the room next Thursday night. And you can practice by getting in the room now because the sound is in both rooms just about equally. So, let's see, can you run it down, Brother Yahdai Israel, exactly what you got to do as we mount up for another good team coming up shortly. So, you on the clock. We get some loops.
Seven
a minute, come
out. Yeah, to the listening audience, on tonight's broadcast, I would first like to say, Yahweh be with you, and Yahweh bless you, to the 12 tribes of Israel that's scattered to the four corners of the globe. Now, I'm not prolific with these technical things, but I give it my best shot, you know. First thing you need to do, you need to... you can either do it on your computer or your phone. You get a download. You have to go to www.paltalk.com. Download and download the app called Paltalk. Once you get your app download, then you go in to set up your information. You go in and set up your user information. You have to come up with a nickname, I believe it is. Then you come up with a password, you know, like everything else, you got to have a username and a password. So once you download, you go in and set up, register your information. Go in and register your name. I think they ask you for your Gmail, email account or what, something to that effect. Then once you all set up they call it a nickname, and your password, all you got to do is click on it, and you're right in the room. You go to ethnic. Then you go to African-American rooms. And then you scroll down until you see Yahweh's True Name Ministry. And that's about the size of it. Now, we're going to bring it back in to see Israel and see Roya.
Hello, Yahweh. Luke. Chapter
12,
verse
12,
Brother Yahdai Israel, see if we get something going on. Luke, chapter
12,
verse
12,
take number 71, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought should say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. You know, we got a lot of issues in the body, and we don't have to, especially the ones out of the six anointed camps, we're going to have to make sure we got enough wind to work with. We're going to have enough wind to work with, and we got to lead by example, because the 12 tribes of Israel is in bad condition. But we know we have to lead by example. So if we're huffing and puffing ourselves, it's going to be very hard for us to tell anybody what to do if we huffing and puffing ourselves. And one thing we got to make sure we clear on how we present, whatever we present, period, we got to make sure we got up to Daniel 6, verse 3. We got to make sure that whoever representing the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites, wherever you at, you must always be a Daniel 6, verse 3. What did they ask Brother Yahdai Israel, Daniel 6, verse 3?
The book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse number 3 reads, then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes because an excellent spirit was in him.
Mm-hmm. So Daniel had an excellent spirit that was in him. You know, the reason why he had an excellent spirit, because Yahweh said something on the right side of the book in 634 of St. John. He made profound statement, what gets you an excellent spirit, because Yahweh will do something for you. And whatever verse I just said there, Brother Yahdai Israel, we know Yahweh will do something for you in St. John 334. What will he do for you there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 34 reads, book of St. John 3, verse 34. For he or she whom Yahweh hath sent speaketh the words of Yahweh. For Yahweh giveth not the Spirit by measure unto them.
Mm-hmm. So if Yahweh hath sent you, you're going to speak the words of Yahweh. That's the game changer right there. If Yahweh hath sent you, then you will speak the words of Yahweh. So when you have a problem with something, you're supposed to be able to go into the Bible and write it down and say, well, you know, this verse right here is kind of agonizing to me. Then, and that's why this broadcast has been created Thursday night, ask the elders. So when you got a question that you don't have the answers to, you know, you be able to call in Thursday night, come to the room, and say, this question right here has been agonizing me, and the program called Ask the Elders, and they will give you an answer, or they'll table it until you get a biblical answer. Because our people need answers, but we need answers according to as it is written. That's how we need to answer, Steve, right? As is written. And that's it. And you got to have an excellent spirit. And he'll give you this spirit without measure unto you. But keep one thing in your mind. If you're not right on the way you present yourself, and the wisdom of Solomon 1 through 6 says what? What do wisdom of Solomon, the wisest man in the world, have something to say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What do Wisdom of Solomon 1-6?
The book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse number 1-6 reads, book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse number 1. Love the Torah instructions, you to be judges of the earth. Think of Yahweh with a good mind, and in simplicity of mind seek him. Verse 2. For you will be found of them that tempt him not. Show of himself unto such as do not distrust him. Verse number 3. For forward thoughts separate from Yahweh and his power. When it is tried, reprove the unwise. Verse number 4, for to a malicious person, wisdom shall not enter, nor dwell in the person that is subject to sin. Verse 5, for the righteous spirit of discipline will flee deceit and remove from thoughts that are without understanding. It will not abide when Torah breaking cometh in. Verse number 6, for wisdom is a loving spirit, and will not acquit a blasphemer of his words. For Yahweh is witness of his reign, and a true beholder of his mind, and a hearer of his tongue.
And he is a hearer of the tongue. So if you have another agenda, Yahweh will speak to that. And let's precept that, Brother Yahweh Israel, 23rd chapter of Numbers. In 23rd chapter of Numbers, we precept that with what you said. Run to Numbers chapter 23 for a minute there, Brother Yahweh Israel. In Numbers 23, it makes a profound statement now. It makes a profound statement in Numbers 23. It says, get me out there, Brother Yahweh Israel. I know I'm looking at Numbers 23. It says something will find you out. Can you help me out there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Oh, something will find you out. Got it?
No, sir.
Okay, for a minute. So, otherwise, if you're not on what you're supposed to be on, it says, I gotta get me a book. I got to find me a book that I can work with. If I can get me a book, work with, because I'm ran back a little bit.
All right, I got my eyes on it. Looking at Numbers chapter 32, verse 23 reads, but if you would not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahweh, and be sure your sin will find you out.
Be for sure your sin will find you out. Because one thing about it, we know the ministry of the six anointed camps, that you cannot be at a standstill, because that's the ministry of the world. See, wherever you find them at today, you'll find them at the same way tomorrow. But the ministries of Yahweh's six anointed camps, every day, every week, it's more added to the plate. It's no limit to the understanding of this ministry. And that's why we got to make sure we understand what 1 Corinthians 14:30 say. What do 1 Corinthians 14:30 say, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verse number 30 reads, book of 1 Corinthians 14, verse 30. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold their peace.
So now skip down to verse 40 behind that. If anything be revealed, hold your peace. That's a great statement there. Now put verse 40 with that, Brother Yahweh Israel. We'll see if we get a little precept out of this right here.
1 Corinthians 14, verse 40. And that all things be done decently and in order.
Let all things be done decently. Let all things be done decently and in order. Now, where did he pull that verse from? Where did he pull that verse from? We'll run the first Chronicles chapter 15. Six anointing camps, one thing about any case of it. I'm looking here, a great report on the mission that we got before us, and we got to step it up big time now because Yahweh is about ready to make his move, and he's making his move to six anointing camps. But your only way you're going to be able to do this thing, and hold it before you read that. This is the only way it's going to work. And the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, Israel, 1 Samuel going to tell us something. Yes, it was, you need to put that verse in there. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, see what we got to make sure we clear about in verse number 46. Let's see what we're working with there, brother. No, maybe verse 45 and verse 46. Let's make it like a little sharp meal out of it. 1 Samuel chapter 17, 45 and 46. That's good enough. You on the clock, come on.
Book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 45 and verse number 46 reads, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, you cometh to me with sword and with spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of Yahweh, Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Verse 46. This day will Yahweh deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite you, take your head from you. I will give the corpses of the host of this Philistine this day unto the fowl of the air, to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a Yahweh in Israel.
Excellent. And that will be saying sooner or later, the WCC, World Council of Churches, sooner or later, it's going to happen. Sooner or later it's going to happen, but some things, it's just a little detour that got done first, but we know that it's going to happen. And the WCC, the World Council of Churches, they know it's going to happen. And they know what ministry is going to be the one that deliver the fatal blow. The six anointed camps of voices over to his life. So that's why we have to make a little detour and show the order of things. Once the order is in place, because Yahweh made it plain in 1 Chronicles chapter 15. He said something, Brother Yahweh Israel. He made it plain in 1 Chronicles 15. He said something that we need to read. See, yeah, the brother, you know, he's quiet now. He used to be, he's a rainbow man. We ain't gonna call him out. He's a rainbow man. And he's going to do everything up under the rainbow. You know, he read the verse back way back there in Genesis chapter 7 through 9, and it talks about the rainbow. So he created him a teaching on the rainbow. But we're going to take a look at a lot of things and show that by the time we make our move, we'll see, will it be the rainbow way of doing things, or will it be the Bible way of doing things? So that's what I'm saying. We got there's a lot on the table. And, I'm getting feedback. So, Brother Yahweh Israel, do you hear that feedback?
No, I'm good. I hear a little humming, but that's about all I see.
Oh, okay, good. Cause I'm hearing something like you know, like a little jig on the wires. And look at WCC. Look at WCC said, fear don't get good. Keep going. All righty. So let's look at First Chronicles chapter 15. Look at First Chronicles chapter 15 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, one thing about it, I'm clear that many things say, and then look what it says in verse 12 and 13. We're going to First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12 and 13. Listen real good what he got written in 12 and 13. Listen to Israel.
The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 15, verse number 12, and verse number 13 reads, book of 1 Chronicles 15, verse 12, and said unto them, you are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourself, both you and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of Yahweh of Israel, unto the place that I have prepared for it. Verse 13, for because you did it not at first, Yahweh made a breach upon us, for that we saw them not after the due order.
Oh, so now we see what Paul pulled that verse from, that 14:40. He pulled that from Chronicles 15. He said, Yahweh made a breach on us because we did not do it at the first. Out of the first call, due order. We didn't do it right. That's what he said. So when you don't do it right, Yahweh will make a breach on you because it's not due order. So there go the key. But now, we got to find out, well, what is due order? Now, there we go. Now, here we go right now. So here go the key. We must lay the foundation on due order, especially this ministry. I've noticed as an international radio broadcast when the Six Anointed Camp's on, but this message is specific for the Six Anointed Camp. What's holding us up is the due order. We have to be able to show what the Bible's saying about due order. And how you find what the Bible's saying, you got to go all the way back to Exodus. You got to go back to Exodus and get the groundwork on due order and just keep walking it up. And you got to lay that foundation. And then you have to communicate among the six anointed camps. Because when you try to take what you know to others that's outside of the six anointed camps, everything going to be astonished to them. Because Yahweh has shut them down on growth. So we got to recognize that. So we're going to take a look at something. What is due order? What is we talking about due order? We're going to the third chapter of Exodus, Brother Yahdai Israel. We're going to walk this down and lay a little foundation. Lay a little foundation. 3, verse 6. Let's look at verse 3, verse 6, and 10 and 11. That's what we want. We want Exodus 3, verse 6, 10 and 11. Listen real good, Brother Yahdai Israel. Come on.
The book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse number 6. Verse number 10, verse number 11 reads, look at Exodus chapter 3, verse number 6. Moreover, he said, I am the Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Yahweh. Verse number 10, come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, thou mayest bring forth my people, the family of Israel, out of Egypt. Verse 11, and Moses said unto Yahweh, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the family of Israel out of Egypt?
That's a great question. Who am I? Who am I? Because Yahweh can tell us something. I got to put a rap out here. It's like Jeremiah. He gonna tell us something behind a statement like that. Who am I? So who am I to do this right here? And let's see when you precept that to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, probably Yahweh Israel. He said, who am I? And look what Yahweh is going to say to Jeremiah. So who am I? All right, good. We go to Jeremiah chapter 1. And let's see what he says. Verse number 7.
Book of Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse number 7 reads, but Yahweh said unto me, say not, I am a child. For you shall go to all that I shall send you, and whatsoever I command you, you shall speak.
Ain't that something? Yet the man just said that. See, that's how I get happy. Verse 9. Speak what? Verse 9.
Verse 9. Then Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Yahweh said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
So you see what the man's saying. Now listen, you hear what the man's saying, 6 and 9 and Clem. You've got to speak Yahweh's words. That is the game changer. Because you're going to always be the lesser of. He's going to send you among the 16th chapter of Luke. See, understand something. He's going to send you among, let me get to Luke 16 now. Probably out of Israel. See, listen to me. He's going to send you among in the 16th chapter of Luke. I mean, make it the 10th chapter. Thank you, that brother Yahweh Israel. In the 10th chapter of Luke, he's going to send you somewhere and understand what he's going to do. He's going to send you Luke chapter 10. He's going to send you where? He's going to send you somewhere, Brother Yahweh Israel. He's going to send you among 19 and 20. Let's see what it says in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Understand what this man is going to do. You know, he's going to do something in Luke 10, 19 and 20. What are you going to do, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of 10, Book of Luke chapter 10, verse number 19, verse number 20 reads, Book of Luke chapter 10, verse number 19. For I give unto you power, tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Verse 20. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits of servants come to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Mm-hmm. And your name is written in heaven, see, Ray. See, your name is written in heaven. But I need one more verse. I got to. So he going to send you among, I mean, the folks. He's going to send you among, help me out there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Maybe you peek down with some better eyes than you. I got my blue light on. He going to send you among scorpions and all that old stuff and snakes and he's going to tell you how to be. Can you help me out there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Because I'm turning my blue light on and I'm all ears and trying to hear me something. Can you help me out, Brother Yahweh Israel? He's going to tell you, I'm going to send you among something and he's going to tell you how you're supposed to be with that Daniel 6 verse 3. Help me out there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
I'm looking at it. I take a crack at it. See? Looking at Luke chapter 10, verse number 3 and 4. Book of Luke 10, verse 3. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Verse 4. Carry neither purse, nor stripe, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be to you.
So you see, you always going to be where you must understand. You will in the power of the Almighty Yahweh. And he makes it plain to you if you understand your position. In the 54th chapter of Isaiah verse 17, He makes it plain. If you really can understand your position and what we got to do. Let's see what the man is saying in 54th chapter, verse 17, by Isaiah the seer. He makes a profound statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And what did he say in 54, verse 17?
Book of Isaiah 54, verse number 17 reads, Isaiah 54, verse 17, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahuwah, and their righteousness is of me, saith Yahuwah.
So, what that mean you got to do? We got to run all the way to Adam and Eve and see what you got to do. Let me show you what you got to do. Satan going to tell his hopes that we got to do all we can to keep them from something. He said, we got to do all we can to keep them from something there, my host. That's Satan talking. He said, now listen. We got to do all we can to keep them away from something. And what is that? We go on to the book of Adam and Eve there, brothers. Yahdai Israel. And we want to see what we got to do. You know, I'm struggling right now because, like I said again, I'm struggling. I'm trying to get my old ducks lined up in a row. I'm struggling right now. But I know I gotta grab me some out of Adam and Eve now, Brother Yahdai Israel. Because he said now we're going to do all we can to keep them away from something. In Adam and Eve 61 there, Brother Yahdai Israel, it's something I want out of 61 to get warmed up. I'm not looking for much out of 61, but I want to get warmed up in 12 through 14. I just want to get warmed up there while we go for what we're really looking for. So that our stall for time in Adam and Eve 61, 12 through 14. What does it say?
The book of Adam and Eve, chapter 61, verse number 12 through 14 reads. Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 61, verse number 12. Then Adam and Eve worshiped Yahuwah and prayed the blessing for the deliverance that had come to them from him. They returned toward the cave. This happened at evening tide of the 39th day. Verse 13. Then Adam and Eve stood up and with great zeal prayed to Yahuwah to be brought out of their want for strength. But their strength had departed from them through hunger and thirst and prayer. For they watched the whole of that night praying until morning. Verse number 14. Then Adam said unto Eve, arise, let us go toward the eastern gate of the garden of Yahuwah.
All right, that's pretty good, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, they didn't have the strength to muster up the battle. So they didn't have the strength to really do what their mind wants them to do. And Satan knows these things. So that's why he knows these things. Let's go to 67. And Satan knows these things. He said they must have the strength to do what is written. And we're going to do all we can to keep on our watch for them not having the strength to do what they got to do. That's what he says. So we want to find out what is this strength. I know we come back to Exodus in a minute. What is this strength that Satan know about that he passed to the 17 nations they know about? What is they trying to hide from you? Let's see what Satan said in a conversation with his host. In first book of Adam and Eve, 6 and 7, 1 down to verse 3. Let's see can we lay a little foundation on this. Adam and Eve 67, 1, 2, and 3. Because the world knows something. But what happened, we don't know that. But guess what? The Sixth Anointed Camp going to be able to hear the Bump the Gong contest and ease in with some books and start getting busy in Yahuwah. And then the blessing is going to come. Let's see what's going on in Adam and Eve 67, 1, 2, and 3 there, brother. Yahdai Israel.
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 67, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads, first book of Adam and Eve, 67, verse number 1. But when Adam and Eve went down to the land of black mud, they came near to the wheat, Yahweh showed them, and saw it ripe and ready for reaping, and they had no sickle to reap it withal. They girded themselves and began to pull up the wheat until it was all done. Verse 2, then they made it into a heap, and faint from heat and from thirst. They went under a shady tree, where the breeze fanned them to sleep. Verse number 3, but Satan saw that Adam and Eve had done, and he called his host and said to them, since Yahweh have shown to Adam and Eve all about this wheat, wherewith to strengthen their bodies, and lo, they are come and have made a heap of it, and faint from the toil are now asleep. Come, let us set fire to this heap of corn and burn it. And let us take that bottle of water, spring water that is by them, and empty it out, so that they may find nothing to drink. And we will kill them with hunger and thirst.
Ain't that something? Did you hear? He said, Adam and Eve, they want to do a lot of good things for some Yahuwah. They want to pray for some Yahuwah. Because Satan clearly knows that in the 27th verse 3 of the same book of Adam and Eve. See, Satan knows this, and those that's up under Satan know this too. They know something that's written in the 27th chapter, verse 1 of Adam and Eve. And what is written there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let's talk about 27, verse 1.
The book of 1 Adam and Eve, chapter 27, verse number 1 reads, first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 27, verse 1. When Satan, the hater of all good, saw they continued in prayer and how Yahuwah communed with them and comforted them, and how he had accepted their offering, Satan made an apparition.
And I need a little bit more. Out of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. And at 27:3, I need a little bit more where we know that such thing can't happen long, such thing going on. Can you hear me out there, Brother Yahdai Israel? I'm going to be surprised when I hear it in that 27th chapter. So can you help me out a little bit more in that verse there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Verse number 3, he then placed his throne near the mouth of the cave, because he could not enter into it by reason of their prayer.
Excellent. Satan cannot come in. If you got your Yahuwah right, Satan got to wait on you to come back out and get off and around the Sixth Anointed Camp. If you got your Yahuwah right, Satan, no, he cannot come in. That's a game changer. And you know what Satan will do? He'll tell you, wow, that neighborhood might be a bad neighborhood. But you got to remember what the man just said. Satan, I'm told you, I can't come in if they got their prayer right, if they're doing the Yahuwah. I don't care where it's located at. If you got your Yahuwah right, that's a game changer. You know what the man said? The man said this in Numbers. Here's what he said in Numbers. See, we watch everybody from the pages of the book. In Numbers 14, he says something there, brother. Yahdai Israel. He says something in Numbers 14. Something he said in verse 22. He asked Moses something in the 14th chapter. He looked Moses eyeball to eyeball, and he asked Moses something. What did he say to Moses in 14:22? What did he say that, brother Yahya Israel? Some numbers.
The book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse number 22 reads, because all those men which have seen my greatness and my miracles, which I did in Egypt, in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have now hearkened to my voice.
See the man saying, you know, he said, and now Paul gonna pull that verse. Now Paul gonna pull that verse right there. Now you hear that verse right there? Paul gonna pull that verse in the book of Hebrews. He gonna pull it. And see, Ray, you got to know how sticking on counts. You got to know how to pull some verses. You see, he said these men that was around me, that was around you, Moses, they see you take care of this business. But then Paul was invited to the great big temple of Yahweh. He was invited to the temple. And Paul made a profound statement in the book of Hebrews, the loose title called Hebrew. He said something there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's see if we find what he says in the book of Hebrews. We're going to the third chapter. He says something there, Brother Yahweh Israel. What did he say in verse 12? And skip down to verse number 17, down to verse 19. What he says in the third chapter, verse 12 and 17 down to verse 19. What he say there, Brother Yahweh Israel, see right?
The book of Hebrews, polluted word Hebrews, chapter 3, verse number 12, verse number 17 through 19 reads, the book of Hebrews, polluted word Hebrews 3, verse number 12, take heed, brothers and sisters, if there be in any of you an evil mind of unbelief, and departed from the living Yahweh, verse 17, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? Verse number 18. To whom swear ye that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? Verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
My. And see, this is what's going on today. He told Isaiah, he said, Isaiah, listen, would you put this in the book? He said, put it in the book. He's all along going to bring it out and break it down. It's going to be a 6 and 9 accounts of bosses of the true Israelites. But put 54:17 in the book. Because everybody's still all hemmed up, jacked up, peeking behind the curtain. But Yahweh says, you know the reason why they ain't getting in? Because of unbelief. Unbelief and don't recognize the order and don't recognize the signs of the time. And 54:17, what he says in the book of Isaiah. What he say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Isaiah 54, verse number 17 reads, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is a meat, save Yahweh.
This is the one that do the service work of Yahweh. This is what he got for folks. Yahweh's servants that do his work, he says, listen, if you got me, I got you. Watching that one out saying, before the pay it, no, never mind. Because Yahweh had all this power saying, if you got me, I got you. He says, Satan says, let me tell you something. We gotta keep them from getting their bodies in right. Because we find out that corn strengthens your body. The corn, you see what Satan just said? Now, Satan knows, because Satan was in heaven until he found sin in Satan, then he cast him out. So Satan told his host. Now, you know if Adam and Eve get that interchange of word corn and wheat and put that in his body, strengthen their body. So you see, C-Roy, but you have people tell you, no, you don't. Listen, C-Roy, what did Satan say? Satan is telling his host. He's not telling Adam nothing. He's saying, if Adam and Eve get to that corn and that spring water, they're going to be jumping around and have all the strength they need. So let's remove that corn and that spring water from them. See, Roy, corn and spring water, Satan was not telling Adam and Eve nothing. He was telling his evil mental spirit, if they get that corn in their system and that spring water, we in trouble. And that's what John tell you, see, right here. See, that Stockholm syndrome message that you got in your head, see, we trying to save your life. If you keep that corn in your system, Satan just told you in the 67th chapter, it strengthens your body. And that spring water purifies your body and break up everything that have glued to your intestine, got you where your sluggish, can't move around, always falling out somewhere, always dizzy. The spring water is what you have in your system, especially when you lay down at night. You know, I messed around a couple of days ago myself. I messed around with talking someone, and I messed around. I left a pot on my doggone self. And I had a doggone, I potted and messed up. Well, this old pot on messed up now. Old Satan said, well, you got to throw that away. I said, yeah, I know. You will tell me to throw it away, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put some water in this thing here and put it to the side for a minute, and I'm going to come back in a couple of days and see what's going on. Came back in a couple of days, guess what? Took a brittle pad and wiped it 6-7 licks, boop, 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 everything came out. I said, ain't that something? You mean that all I got to do is clean, take the scum and everything out of me, then I ain't got to go see Doc Cook at all. I ain't got to go buy no new pot. All I had to do was soak all the garbage out of the pot and wipe it out. Same thing about your body, see, right? If you sleep in some spring water and whatever in your system that's all hemmed up in your system, that water going to start pulling on it and put it right into its float. You got a nice bunch of water and spring water in your belly, right? That water will be pulling against your intestines and everything that got you where you so sluggish, where you dizzy, going to fall right on that water. And that water going to break it up. And how you know when you drunk enough water? When you go and lemonade, you get this. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. That's when you know you got enough water in you. But if you in the bathroom hollering like somebody got a chokehold on you or full of Nelson on you, that means you ain't got enough water in you. You in there hollering so loud people hearing you across the street. And all you trying to do is take a crap. That means you're crapped out from not taking care of Yahweh's business. Every crap supposed to be doop, 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 doop. Nobody got you in a full mess and taking their fingernails and sticking in your neck at the same time. So you see, we tell you all the good stuff to get yourself prepared. If you got this in your system, you're going to be great work for the six anointed council or bosses of the truest life. But we must lead by example. We can't be coughing and thumbing all around when it's time to throw down and Yahweh's giving us all the tools. And And our job is to bring it to you and lay it right before your eyes according to what's written. You got it? We're going to leave that right there. Now let's go back to the book of Exodus. Go back to Exodus. We've done all that. Get back to Exodus. Now we get back to Exodus. Well, that's how the spirit of Yahweh works. He whatever you got on the table, fine. But he said, okay, that sounds pretty good, what you got on the table. But that's what you got on the table. You don't know what I got on the table yet. Okay, that's right. So now I go back to Exodus again. Now we're going back to Exodus for some more. Within third chapter, that's right. So we find out Moses said, who am I? And Moses, look here. You got me, right? Right, Moses? I got you. That's who you is. But now I'm going to tell you a couple good shots here, Moses. And now I'm going to tell you something. Let's see what he says in verse 15 and verse 16. Now, here come your game changer right here now, see right here. Now, Moses asked the question, who am I to go to the children of Israel that's over there in slavery over there? Who am I? That's why I'm going to talk. He talked with the jibber jab. Get down to verse 15 and 16, and let's see what he say in 15 and 16. What did he say that, Brother Yahdai Israel? Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. What did he say?
Book of Exodus chapter 3, verse number 15 and 16 reads. Book of Exodus chapter 3, verse number 15. Yahweh said more unto Moses, that shall thou say unto the family of Israel, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, Yahweh of Israel, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Verse 16, go, gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, appeared unto me, saying, I've surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt.
Go, gather the elders of Israel. So you see what we got to do? And that's why you got the broadcast on kickoff Thursday. Ask the elders. Go, gather the elders of Israel. So you see, everything we do, we can read what we do. And Yahweh will let you know when the time and who can handle what at the appointed time. Go and gather the elders. So you see what Moses had to do, he got to first gather the elders. Now we're going to precept that to the 11th chapter and look at verse 16 and 17. We're going to look at 16 to 17 and skip down to 25 and 26. Now, we're going to precept it, Steve Ray. The game changing when you precept your Bible. Go and get the elders of Israel. And he's going to call Moses again in 11th chapter, verse 16, 17, 25, and 26. Let's see what he says. Brother Yahdai Israel, what did he say?
The book of Exodus, chapter 11, verse number 16, 17, verse 25, and verse 26.
Well, make a number. Yeah, make a number. Thank you, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Make a number. Make it numbers, and we live on Blog Talk and Pal Talk. We live on both of them. We're getting ready for Ask the Elders. We're getting all warmed up. Ask the Elders real soon. And we're getting warmed up to Ask the Elders for Thursday night, warm with the broadcast. So let's see what's going on, what we got to do next there. Go to Numbers chapter 11. 16, 17, 25, 26. You want to
the book of Numbers.
Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 16 and 17, verse 25 and verse 26 reads. The book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse number 16. Yahweh said unto Moses, give unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know as to be the elders of the people, officers over them, and bring them unto the temple of the congregation, that they may stand there with you. Verse 17. And I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take up the Spirit which is upon you. I will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you bear not yourself alone. Verse 25, Yahweh came down in a cloud and spake unto him, and took up the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. Verse 26, but there remained two other men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the temple, and they prophesied in the camp.
You see that thing, Ryan? So that's how it's going to happen. That means you're going to put some time in this book, and you're going to prophesize what's written. You understand what's going on and what's not going on. Now we're going to Titus chapter 1, because Paul pulled that. See, Paul pulled that verse. And Paul, let's see what Paul in Titus chapter 1, 4 through 9. Now Paul pulled that verse. He pulled that on how to make this thing work. And now how are we going to make it work, the six anointed camps? By seeing what the Bible says to do. That's all you got to do. Our problem is we're too grown to follow anointed leadership. Now, shorty Paul was on the clock. And let's see, he come up with his own thing in Titus chapter 1, 4 through 9. What did he say?
The book of Titus chapter 1, verse number 4 through 9 reads, Book of Titus chapter 1, verse number 4. To Titus, my own son, after the coming covenant, mercy and peace from Yahweh the Father and from Yahweh the Son, our Savior. Verse number 5. For this cause left I you in Crete, that you should have set in order the things that are wanted, and ordained elders in every city, as I have appointed you. Verse number 6. If any be blameless, husband of one wife, having faithful children not accused of riot or unruly. Verse number 7. For an elder, polluted where a bishop, must be blameless, as the steward of Yahweh, not self-willed, not soon anger, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. Verse number 8. But a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men and women, sober, just, righteous, temperate. Verse number 9.
And he got it. Go ahead and read verse 9. And precept that back to Daniel 6, verse 3. So that's excellent, Brother Yagdai Israel. But give me verse 9 in there, Brother Yagdai Israel. I got my eye on you now. I got my eye on you over there, Brother Yagdai Israel. Verse 9.
Verse number 9. Hold fast the covenant, the word of Yahweh, as ye have been taught, that ye may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers.
Ain't that something? Got to take care of the game sales. And they meant it. They meant it. The Roman Catholic Church and the WCC, 500 million members, the game sales see right here. But how you going to take care of them? You got to understand what is written in the Bible and able to deal with. And you must have a Daniel 6 verse 3. Let's say in Daniel 6.
Book of Daniel 6, verse number 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him.
So remember, six anointed camps. You must have an excellent spirit when dealing with the word of Yahweh. You got all the power. It's in your hand, because he already done something to your hand in Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. He already done something to your hand right past your wrist. He done something right past your wrist. What did he do that, Brother Yahdai Israel, right past your wrist?
Book of Deuteronomy 28, verse number 12. Yahweh shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto your land in this season, and to bless all the work of your hand.
Ain't that something? That's why I say, look past the old wrist of yours. that thing past your wrist, you already got it there. All you got to be to know how to do right, and Yahweh, he already blessed it past your wrist. So you see, right here, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for all this good stuff. Now back up to Samuel chapter 16, verse 4 and 5, and we're going to see where he pulled that verse from. Deuteronomy 27, verse 1. Let's see what's going on in Samuel chapter 16, verse 4 and 5. So what we're looking for is the people to read the Bible, understand what the Bible says, and have an excellent spirit to take care of this business, and Yahweh going to intervene. 1 Samuel 16, 4 and 5, listen good.
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse number 4 and verse number 5 reads, the book of 1 Samuel 16, verse number 4, and Samuel the seer, did that which Yahweh spake, came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, come as you, peaceably. Verse number 5. And he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto Yahweh. Sanctify yourself and come with me to the sacrifice. He sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice.
Now, what's that supposed to mean? We're going to precept that to Exodus 33. We're going to precept that and see what that's supposed to mean. Now, what's that supposed to mean? We're going to see what that means in the Bible. He said, now, he came to the town where he had anointed seers, elder that, and he said, y'all, come on with me. That's the key right there, see, right here. You got to recognize the sign of the time, and we're going to take a look at a profound statement. He said, come, go with me. And 32nd chapter. I want to pull a verse out, Brother Yahdai Israel. And I want to see what it says here, what that holds me. And let's see what he says here. He says, in the 32. He says, something 32 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. He said 32. And let's see what he says here in verse number, let's pick it up at verse number 26. 32:26.
The book of Exodus.
Chapter 30. Yeah, make it 32:26. What did he say that, Brother Yahdai Israel, 32:26?
The book of Exodus, chapter 32, verse number 26 reads, Exodus 32, verse 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on Yahweh's side? Let him come out to me. And all the sons of the Levi gathered themselves together unto him.
Yes. So let me see the man's hand. So that's what Samuel pulled at that. Because Samuel was willing the power of Yahweh, and he knew one thing. He had got the elders right. He told them elders, bottom line, come on, follow me. Come on and get with me. Get with me. And if you do what the Bible says, like they say, you're going to come out victoriously if you understand the Bible is right. As long as you got yourself all hand down, take a greater power than on the table, and we'll sit back and watch you. 27 verse 1 of Deuteronomy says what? And we're going to take a look at something real quick there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see what's saying in 27 verse 1 of Deuteronomy. That's enough of that. But take number 71. And now we got to put a little quick spin on some things. Let's see what it says in 27 verse 1. See, when that understanding is on the tape, now you understand what the seer got to do. So the seer is looking down at the book. We hear the best of them bumping their gums. but we watch everybody from the pages of the book. 27 verse 1, what do we say?
Book of Deuteronomy 27, verse number 1 reads, "And Moses with the elder of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the Torah instructions which I command you this day."
Read that again, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Deuteronomy 27, verse number 1. "And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the Torah instructions which I command you this day."
And Moses commanded the elders of Israel. He commanded the elders of Israel to keep the Torah instructions. And he got that order from Yahweh to tell the elders, keep the Torah instructions. You are heard what the Torah instructions just got you saying. Now, you heard it. And take number 71. That's the order thing. Now we're going to take a look at it and we're going to examine the true thing. Okay? You heard the Torah instructions say. Let's see if we go to, let's run and see what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let's keep Moses on the table just a little bit more. Now Moses on the table. And look what he said in the 7th chapter. We watch everybody from the page of the book. Let's see what he says in the 7th chapter, verse 2 to 4. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 2, 3, and 4. Listen to what's written in this Bible.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse number 2 through 4 reads. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse number 2. "And when Yahweh, your Yahweh, shall deliver them before you, you shall smite them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them." Verse number 3. "Then you shall not make marriages with them. Your daughter you shall not give unto their son. Their daughter shall you take unto your son." Verse number 4. "For they will turn away your son from following me, that they may serve other false Yahweh. So will the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly."
So you see what Moses said by Yahweh. What makes Yahweh very angry is when you make a covenant and come outside of your nation. That makes Yahweh angry. And Yahweh just said, "I'm going to destroy you." Remember what you said earlier about, I don't know why I said about the Rainbow Coalition. But did you hear what makes Yahweh angry? So he told the elders, "Come here, elders. Come here, elders. Let me tell you what makes Yahweh angry." Does this make Yahweh angry? And guess what? He said, "He's going to tell you why it makes Yahweh angry. Because if you get with them other 17 nations, they're going to turn you away from following me." You see what he says in verse 4? "And this makes Yahweh angry." If you're not following Yahweh and you following the 17 nations, Yahweh is angry. And see that? You see that's in writing. Now, we're going to go a little further. We're going to Numbers chapter 11, 1 through 13. Now, we're going to try to paint a picture for you according to the spirit of Yahweh. So now, this was written in Torah instruction. Now here comes, everybody loves to quote this man that's got 700 wives and 300 concubines. I said, "Brother, that's all the part you want to talk about is the man got 700 wives and 300 concubines. But it's more to that story than the 700 wives and 300 concubines, Steve Royer." And this is where we got to come in at. If you ask anybody about Solomon, the first thing they say, "Yeah, he has 700 wives and 300 concubines." See that? That's the limit of understanding by looking at things through the eyes of the 17 nations. But we're going to examine this real quick in Numbers chapter 11, 1 through 13. Now, you remember we just got to read it through the Deuteronomy, right? He said, if you hang around other nations, they're going to take you away from me, and I'm going to get you. You heard that, right? Now, we're going to Numbers chapter 11, 1 through 13. We're going to let it play itself out. And pay attention to 690 camp, what the Bible says out of the heavenly tablets, Numbers 11, 1 through 13. Come on.
The book of Numbers chapter 11, verse number 1 through 13 reads, book of Numbers 11, verse number 1. And when the people complained, it displeased Yahweh. Yahweh heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of Yahweh burned among them, and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. Verse number 2.
That's good enough right there, right there. Hold on that, Brother Yahweh. That's pretty good right there. That's good enough right there, even when you make an airy sound good. Thanks for pulling me out there in 1 Kings. Make that 1 Kings chapter 11, 1 through 13. So even it just, any way you go in this book, it sounds great. But we'll get it from 1 Kings chapter 11, 1 through 13. So let's see what it says in 1 Kings chapter 11, 1 through 13. Now remember, what y'all just saying in Deuteronomy. Although that sounds great, we could have tucked that in and spend that all kind of ways through the precepts. But you know what we're going to do? We just going to get it out of 1 Kings chapter 1, chapter 11, verse 1 through 13. You're back on the clock there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
The book of 1 Kings chapter 11, verse number 1 through 13 reads, book of 1 Kings 11, verse number 1. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughters of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. Verse number 2. Of the nations concerning which Yahweh said unto the family of Israel, you shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in to you. But surely will they turn away your mind after their false Yahweh. Solomon clave unto thee in love. Verse number 3. He had 700 wives, princes, and your concubines, and his wife turned away his mind. Verse number 4. For it came to pass when Solomon was old, that his wife turned away his mind after other false Yahweh. And his mind was not perfect with Yahweh, his Yahweh, as was the mind of David, his father. Verse number 5. For Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the false Yahweh of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Verse number 6. Solomon did evil in the sight of Yahweh and went not fully after Yahweh as David his father. Verse number 7. Then did Solomon build a high place for Shamus, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Yagdad Judah, polluted where Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the family of Ammon. Verse number 8. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burn incense, sacrifice unto their false Yahwehs. Verse number 9. And Yahweh was angry with Solomon, because his mind was turned from Yahweh. Yahweh of Israel, which had appeared unto him thrice. Verse number 10. And had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other false Yahwehs. But he kept not that which Yahweh commanded. Verse number 11. Wherefore Yahweh said unto Solomon, For as much as this is done of you, and you have not kept my covenant, my statutes, which I commanded you, I will surely rend the kingdom from you, and will give it to your servant. Verse number 12. Notwithstanding in your days, I will not do it for David your father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of your son. Verse number 13. Howbeit, I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to your son, for David my servant's sake, and for Yahdah Judah, polluted where Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen.
Now all the world I talk about 700 wives and 300 concubines. But they don't never want to quote that what happened to Israel, and Yahweh appealed to him twice, telling him the things that he don't like, that he don't like. And in verse 1, he told you what he don't like. In verse 1, there go the names that he said he don't like you to do what you're doing with. Today in verse 1. So you see, he said, Yahweh don't like it. Now, Nehemiah and Ezra, they was looking at this thing according to the first five books. And Nehemiah said something in 13:17. What did Nehemiah say, Brother Yahdai Israel, in 13:17? What did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? And skip down to verse 24-27.
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, verse number 17, verse number 24 through 27 reads, book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, verse 17, then I contended with the nobles of Yahdai Judah, and said unto them, what evil thing is this that you do, and profane the Sabbath day? Verse 24, and their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod. They could not speak in Yahdai Judah's language, but according to the language of each people. Verse 25, and I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by Yahweh, saying, you should not go, you should not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourself. Verse 26, did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his Yahweh, and Yahweh made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish woman cause to sin. Verse 27, shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our Yahweh in marrying strange wives?
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You know, you got a brother that love to talk about, and he built up a rainbow. I ain't gonna say the rest of it. Rainbow. You know the rest of it. You know, do anybody read the Bible? What make Yahweh angry? And what make Yahweh happy? Do anybody read the Bible? That's 690 camps. So you see what make Yahweh angry. Do you know when you do what you're doing today? That is what, again in verse 26. Listen what Ezra and Nehemiah told the children of Israel. When you go in and be with another nation. Do you know what Yahweh got written in verse 26 that you're doing? We're going to read verse 26. What is saying verse 26?
Book of Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 26 reads, did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations.
Ain't that something? You see what that is? So listen, Six Anointed Council. You got to understand when you see that kind of behavior, that is in the eyes of Yahweh is sin. That rainbow coalition, well, 1 John 3:3-4 says what? So see, Roy, did you hear what's about? See, that's why we got to come now. The Sixth Anointed Camp got to come and understand that the Bible is our only way by. on the way back. Anytime you leave and go out past your nation, Ezra and Nehemiah says that is sin. I don't care. And guess what he said in Job 14, verse 4? I don't care how you look at it, because you got this old big dignitary in the White House, right? Big dignitary in the White House. And the big dignitary supposed to, then you pull up big dignitary, and when she not in the White House, and then you say, according to the Bible, you sinned. According to the Bible. So you see, that's why you got to learn this six anointed counsel. You got to make your calling and your election sure according to the Bible. And what is the biblical definition of sin? We're going to read it in 1 John 3, 3 and 4. What is the biblical definition of sin there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What is the Bible definition of sin in 1 John 3, 3 and 4?
The book of 1 John chapter 3, verse number 3 and verse number 4 reads, book of 1 John 3, verse number 3, and every man or woman that have this hope in them purify themselves, even as he is pure. Verse 4, whosoever committed sin transgress also the Torah instructions, for sin is the transgression of the Torah instructions.
Hey, I'm asking you a question, Brother Yahdai Israel. I got to ask you a question. Do you believe that, and what percent you think believes the Bible? What do you think that Brother Yahdai Israel? Now, you just heard something, Brother Yahdai Israel. What can you add on to that of what you just got through here? Come on.
The only thing I go with is one third.
Hallelujah. So you see what the man is saying. The man is telling, that's why we must come now and understand one thing. And Job 14, verse 4, I don't care how you look at it. Is you going to ignore Job 14, verse 4, and what do it say?
The book of Job 14, verse number 4. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one.
We're going to stop it right there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So time going to get away, and we got to get the elders' closing statements, and see if we bring the mothers in for a shot on tape number 71. So, Brother Yahdai Israel, you heard it yourself. That is written, six anointed camps. That rainbow according to Yahuwah is, read it one more time. What is it? In Nehemiah 13:26. What is rainbow? Rainbow relationships is what? According to Nehemiah, rainbow relationships is what, according to Nehemiah, in the 13th chapter, verse 26?
Book of Nehemiah 13, verse 26. Then I, Solomon, king of Israel, sinned by these things.
Ain't that something? Brother Yahdai Israel. Until we get a little bit more tomorrow. What's your closing statement behind that? Come on.
Hallelujah, Qua, hallelujah, Qua, hallelujah, Qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel. See Royal. Great word, T. To the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah, Qua. So you see, Steve Ray, that's why become humble. And that's why the broadcast Thursday night, ask the elders. And it tells you why you're supposed to ask the elders. As a matter of fact, we'll make a note of that. The broadcast is going to come on Thursday night is ask the elders. Because there's a reason why the program is going to be called Ask the Elders. And we're going to read that after we take this break and bring in Mr. Tills. We're going to go and find out why the program is called. See, it's nothing we do that the Bible don't support. Thursday night, Ask the Elders. Why so? We'll find out after Mr. Tills gives his final thoughts. And we'll come back to the mothers and we get the answer. Why Ask the Elders? We're going to find out. Mr. Tills, what's your closing statement on take number 71 is? Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Well, once again, we see that scriptures make you wise, not open-mouth statements with no Bible in hand, because we got a lot of prophets out there, so-called prophets, that try to teach a lot of open-air statements. It sounds good, but stick with the Bible, C. Israel. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 16. Let's see what that says. 14 says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of knowing whom thou hast learned them. 15, that from a child thou hast known the righteous scriptures, which were able to make thee wise unto the salvation through faith which is in Yahweh the Son. 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." So with knowing that, that's why open-air statements is no good. You do need the Bible in hand for those to get some sort of righteousness. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending this live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, as always said about Yahweh's word, learning how to connect the books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. You came to seek and found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:15 to 10:15. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We have a website address to use. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices you have, even that smartwatch you work. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, remember Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Is Yahweh Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Alleluia Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. This is important tool to use to keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's available only during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine, and once again, this time type in three words, Yakwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're using two email addresses for the listening members. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yakwah in mind, the first will be our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 600 camps of Yakwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of the program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program will be repeated after 10:30 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Once again, type in the three words, Yakwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. We are now, after the broadcast, live on Peltalk. So that's meaning that when our broadcast ends, our audio will be repeated on Peltalk. Listed under ethnic groups, African American, and look for Yakwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yakwah's word is also working, both on Pal Talk and Broad Talk, and continuing after Broad Talk's end. On this line, there will be to answer any Bible questions. First of all, Elder Brother Josiah and Elder Brother Mr. Tibbs. Oh, I guess that's me. Along with Seer Israel. So at this time, we'll turn our program back to our Seer Israel and continue our broadcast. Hallelujah, Yakwah.
Hello, Yakwah. I'm still with action again. And like we said, Thursday night, you hear the elders, and you hear the elders deal with it, and I always will be somewhere riding shotgun. You know, I always, I'm your best supporter. And just as Yakwah, I'm your best supporter. All right, you can go get the mother, get a couple of quick verses in, and you can go and find Mother D.F. Israel and get a couple of verses in real quick, and let me one thing, see, right? A Stockholm syndrome means that you look at the one that's trying to help you, and you'll condemn them, and the one that got you fed water, gas, and electric. From stolen land that they stole from you, you look at them with a corner eye, but the one that's trying to save your life, you pay them no never mind. That's called Stockholm Syndrome. Look at them and see what it means. When you meet the mother D.F. Israel, give a couple of shots in real quick, and we'll shut this down, and we'll get ready for tomorrow on another broadcast. Remember, Thursday night, it kicks off to eternity. Ask the elders on Thursday night on Talk Talk Radio. Mo D.F. Israel. Yakwah B.F. Israel.
Yakwah bless you, Seer Israel of Seroa. Hallelujah, Yakwah.
Okay. The broadcast will call Ask the Elders. Now where did that come from? Now, how did the broadcast get a name called Ask the Elders? Let's find them, see, can we read that in Deuteronomy 32, figure verse 6, and take it down to verse number Let's keep reading. Let's get what we can out of it. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hallelujah. Apply that, Mother of Israel. What do you mean you got a broadcast called Ask the Elder? Let's go to Deuteronomy 32, verse 6 and find out where would that pull from come out.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 6.
Yes, ma'am. Let's read a little bit. Let's read a little bit. See where we're coming from this Thursday night come out.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 6. Do you thus require Yahweh, O foolish people and unwise? Is not that has brought you? Has he not made you and established you? Verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you your elders, and they will tell you. Verse 8, when the Most High Yahweh divided to the nation their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set a bound of the peoples according to the numbers of the children of Israel. Verse 9, for Yahweh's portion is his people Israel, is the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10, he found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept of his eye. Verse 11.
Excellent. So you see, we read, you're supposed to ask your elders, and Yahweh separated the children of Israel from other people. He separated them. He did it. That's why I tell you, ask your elders. And that's why the broadcast call, ask your elders. They'll tell you what time it is. Go back to 1 Kings chapter. We're going to 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. And that's why the broadcast is called, ask thy elders. And they'll tell you what you're working with. As a matter of fact, I got to pull a rabbit out of here. Hold that point. Matter of fact, swing down and give me Numbers chapter 9, verse 8. What you mean? Ask the elders. Now, the middle spirit said, yeah, that sounds pretty good, seer. Go ahead and pull out Numbers chapter 9, verse 8. Let's see what that say. Ask the elders what?
Numbers chapter 9, verse 8. And Moses said unto them, stand still, and I will hear what Yahweh will command concerning you.
Ain't that something? You ask the elders, they supposed to tell you, well, stand still, let's see what the Bible got to say concerning you. Now let's run to 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Let's see what the Bible say concerning you. 1 Kings chapter 11, 1 and 2.
1 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. But King Solomon loved many strange women together, the daughters of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zolonites, and Hittites. Verse 2. Of the nations concerning which Yahweh said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your mind after their false Yahweh. Solomon cleaved unto those in love.
Job 14, verse 4. Let's see what Solomon did. Now, he had the information what not to do. But he going to do it anyway. He going to get him 700 wives and 300 concubines. Right? Right. That's all people understand what Solomon did. Not this part. When Yahweh said, don't do it, leave the 17 nations alone. But he did it anyway. So you see what I'm doing? Matter of fact, I tell you what. what happened? Come on, pull your verse out again now, Mother DF Israel. So now what did Yahweh do to Solomon behind that anyway? Now go on, pull your verse out again. Now, when you're disobedient to Yahweh, now go on, pull your verse out again now, Mother DF Israel, on what happened to Solomon from that point on by being disobedient to Yahweh's word. Pull your verse out again now. You took out of here. You took out of here yesterday. I heard you. Now bring your verse out again. Come on.
Okay, I got it. Okay, Psalms is Solomon. I got a stand.
And get in that microphone and pull your verse in.
Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to find it. Yeah, I can't find it right now. That was it. Oh, it's the Songs of Solomon, chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Verse 7. Behold, his bed, which is Solomon, 80 valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel, the valiant of Israel. Verse 8. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man has his sword upon his thigh because of the fear in the night.
Now what happened to Solomon for being disobedient? That Israel, tell the national audience what happened to this wise man in the world with the 700 wives and 300 concubines. What happened to Solomon? Just the part they don't read and don't understand. But go ahead and tell us, national order, what happened.
Yahweh put the fear in Solomon where he couldn't sleep. He had to have his soldiers around him. He was schizophrenic.
So you see, when you disappear to Yahweh, that's all you're going to have is a schizophrenic mindset when you don't obey the scripture. And what does the scripture say in Nehemiah 13:17-26? And we'll close out with this. Nehemiah 13:17-26. So you see, right, when you disobey what Yahweh tell you, he tell you don't do something, but you do it anyway. And then you wonder why you ain't got no sweet. And Job said, 14:4, and you can't make it clean. I don't care how you dress it up. He said, not one can do it in 14:4. So when you think you made that clean by dealing with the rainbow outside of your nation, there's nothing clean about it, according to Yahweh. Who can make it clean? A 14:4 Job? Not one. Nehemiah 13:17-26, and a closing statement there, and we catch you tomorrow there, Mo D.F. Israel. Excellent.
Nehemiah, chapter
13:17-26, the closing statement.
Nehemiah, chapter 13, verse 17 and 26. Verse 17. Is this the right one? Verse 26. Okay.
13:17-26, we catch all night on some more B-O-T-T-Y as we lay this foundation out. What does it say in verse 17?
Then I contend with the nobles of Yahdai Judah and said unto them, what evil thing is this that you do and profane the Sabbath day? Am I in the right book? Yeah.
Come on, 26 in the closing.
Verse 26. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him who was beloved of his Yahweh, and Yahweh made him king over all Israel.
When you got to another nation, a rainbow couple, you sin. You sin. That's sin. And we can make a clean thing, make it clean, not one. Catch you tomorrow night. Come on, Mother D.F. Israel, give your closing statement. And Yahweh be with you all to tomorrow night. Shalom.
Yahweh bless you. Psalms 94, verse 4. How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of sin boast themselves? Verse 7. Yet they say, Yahweh shall not see, neither shall Yahweh of Israel regard it. Verse 16. Who will raise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of sin? Voices of the true Israelite. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Open your eyes, be aware of Be too late. Hallelujah.
Well, I'm talking to the WCC. They're saying they got the power to give you an extra album. I'll take it away. It's up to you. If you do right, you can you know, we can hold you on the broadcast a little bit longer. It's up to you if you do right. How about that, Mr. Tibbs?
Keep not found silent, so Yahuwah, hold not But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shirts together, we're polishing up our act.
We're
down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shows together. We're polishing up our act.
We got to do.